Good afternoon and welcome to today's version of the market close video. The Aussie market today posted back-to-back gains. It finished near session highs and rose by around 0.2%. Now, much of today's buying sentiment comes after stocks over on Wall Street rose on the back of softer than expected inflation numbers released in the United States. And we saw this translate into broad-based gains today. Sector-wise, we saw all sectors rise, but amongst those that rose most were interest rate sensitive sectors, namely tech and property. Now, energy stocks and oil producers were also significant improvers, and they were supported by an increase in the price of oil overnight. And it was a similar story as well for the materials sectors, where gold miners also benefited off the back of an increase in the price of gold in overnight's trading session. But speaking of gold miners, one that really stood out today was St. Barbara Minerals. It was the best performer today, and it rose by around 14%. Basically exited a trading halt this morning, and its shareholders were able to react to a planned merger that it announced a couple days ago. Now, basically, the merger says that St. Barbara will merge with another gold mining company called Genesis Minerals, and the merger will see both companies operate under a new name called Hoover House. But on the other hand, Endeavour Group was amongst the worst performer today. It fell by around 4%, and its shares came under a bit of pressure after Woolies advised its investors that it's going to trim a bit of its equity interest in Endeavour. Now, the specifics behind that trimming include that Woolies sold a 5.5% equity stake in Endeavour Group at a share price of $6.45 per Endeavour share. Now, that share price represents a 3.6% discount to Endeavour Group's previous close, and hence the selling pressure today for Endeavour. But on an equal note, Woolies also advised its investors that it still holds a 9.1% equity interest and doesn't forecast any more selling of Endeavour shares over the short to medium term. Westpac held its AGM today, its annual general meeting. Now, some of the key highlights from that was that the chairman indicated his intention to retire at next year's annual general meeting. And Westpac expects rising rates and cost of living pressures to really impact consumers after Christmas. But speaking of rate hikes, an economic signpost that should be front of mind for investors come tomorrow morning's trading session is the Fed Reserve's decision on interest rates. Now, 50 basis points is on the cards there. And another economic signpost that should be a concern for local investors, at least, is Aussie unemployment data, which is also scheduled to be handed down tomorrow as well. Now, 3.4% is what the market predicts the unemployment rate is going to be. It's steady from its prior period. But of course, any surprises there could drive a bit of volatility in tomorrow's trading session. And the Aussie dollar, it's currently trading around 68.5 US cents. But on that note, have a good night, enjoy your evening, and thanks for watching.